Thank you again for joining us here on Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today on the road in Greenfield, Indiana at a restaurant called The Depot. It's at 240 West Mill Street. And what makes The Depot unique is that it's an old grain elevator that's been repurposed into a restaurant and bar. And business is a booming. I'm here with Thomas Moore. He's one of the owners of The Depot. And Thomas, tell me about the story of The Depot, the story of this grain elevator building, and turned it into what it is today.
Funny story. We were buying a property across the street and was approached by the owner of the building, who was actually selling me the other property, and asked me to buy it. The city was looking to demolish the whole property, and we made a good offer. $30,000 seems pretty cheap, but it took about 2 years to put the adventure together and made one heck of a restaurant out of it.
This building, this grain elevator, has been here for quite a long time. What can you tell me about a little bit of the history of this building here, Thomas?
Built in 1904, was the central area here to the Pennsylvania Railroad, which brought, you know, grain through the center of the state of Indiana. But 1945 was added on by the co-op, which the big add-on was for bushel increase. In 1945, they added up to 112 foot with a 22 foot basement underneath. From that point, they ran out of here until 1994.
And a little bit after 1994, the building was sold, but still operated as a grain elevator for about a decade afterwards.
Absolutely, yeah. A local farmer here worked out of it for almost 20 years, you know, until he sold it privately, but ran it as a grain elevator for himself and his local fields.
Chatting with Thomas Moore, one of the co-owners of The Depot, which is an old grain elevator that's been repurposed into a gorgeous restaurant and bar in downtown Greenfield. You were telling me an interesting story. You were had just purchased the building. You were trying to get it under construction, get it rebuilt, get it reopened. And you were visited by a farmer who used to bring his grain to this depot. Tell me a little bit about that story.
As you can imagine, you know, 2 years working in this place trying to get it ready for a restaurant, it's tough. And it has its really trials and tribulations of trying to get things done. And one night I was in here and it was coming to my wit's end, and I was running out of money and time and energy, and an 80-some-year-old gentleman came in with his wife, and he asked to speak to me and said, just really proud of how hard a local guy was trying to make something that he was so passionate about, and how he worked in here as a young man hauling feed, and just got very emotional. And from that point, I made a promise to that man that I would never quit and never give up. And to this day, I hold that promise and continue making this place as hopefully as proud as he wants to be.
And Thomas, I can imagine you probably have had a whole host of farmers who have told you stories about when they used to farm and would bring their corn and soybeans here. Maybe their grandpa, great-grandpa, who used to ride in the truck with great-grandpa, and he'd bring his grain here as well. You've heard probably countless stories here at The Depot.
Absolutely. I Saturday nights is our busiest night in here, and there's normally 2 to 4 guys that come in and always say they brought grain through the center of what now is my bar, you know, with their semis. And my grandfather was being one of those that passed away 20-some years ago, but it's a lot of privilege to me to have these local farmers still come in here and tell stories. It's just amazing to hear.
What I love about The Depot is how you and your team are really keeping Indiana farm history alive here, Thomas.
It was very important building this to keep all the old beams, keep everything original. We have the original crane that used to lift the trucks still in the middle of our bar, to have those memories so when these gentlemen came in with their families, they could tell the stories to their grandkids and keep that story alive.
And the community has really rallied behind you to make this a travel destination.
It was a blessing to have the city be on board with my vision of the restaurant. They put in the amphitheater as I was building the restaurant, and we worked together, Mayor Fuel and Joni Fitzwater. We worked hand-in-hand every day, and it just proved that you can have that partnership between a private entity and a public entity, and you can bring it together for one centralized vision. And when we made that happen, I mean, it just became one of the greatest venues here in Hancock County.
Thomas, not only are you a restaurant owner by night, but you also help farm.
It's a lot of fun on the side. I like to help a gentleman named John and Tom Fellerman. We do several acres here around Hancock County and really have a lot of fun doing it. It's just 3 of us, and you get out in that tractor and it makes you remember why you do it, and to have so much fun still doing that, you know, it's really exciting.
If folks are interested in making the visit here to The Depot, what's the best way to get a hold of you and your team? What's the best website for The Depot?
TheDepot1906.com, but get right there, email us, and we host a number of parties. We are always booking anywhere from 10 to 80 people every week to make sure we accommodate all these parties. But reach out, and we're happy to help you out.
And make the drive here, if not during the holidays, then sometime in 2025. The address here in Greenfield?
240 West Mill Street.
And once again, it's the Depot, a beautiful old green elevator that's been repurposed into a restaurant. And once again, Thomas Moore, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it, Thomas.
Thank you so much.
And with that, it's time to close the barn doors on another edition of Hoosier Ag This Week. If you missed any part of today's show, download the podcast version. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. From our award-winning team of Eric Pfeiffer, Andy Eubank, Sabrina Halverson, and Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.